This is KUNM. I'm Elaine Baumgartel. After an extra-long campaign season in Albuquerque, voters gave Democrat Tim Keller a big win in last night's runoff mayoral election against Republican Dan Lewis. Keller said the high voter turnout and decisive victory constitutes a mandate. We sent reporters to the election night watch parties. First, we hear from KUNM's Marisa DeMarco, who was there for Keller's celebration.
I am grateful for the opportunity to represent all of Albuquerque as your next mayor.
The stage was crowded with supporters, and the audience was packed in wall to wall, too, as Tim Keller made his victory speech. Turnout was high for a city election, almost 97,000, and Keller cornered almost two-thirds of the vote.
We got to push past the political rhetoric. We've got to push past just talking and rehashing our problems. And we've actually got to get down to solving our problems.
Crime was far and away the number one issue on voters' minds this campaign cycle, according to polls. Keller said after his speech that December 1st, that's day one on the job, it's the first issue he's going to start working on. And that means jump-starting a stagnating police reform process.
I got to find the right folks to help me deal with that. And then we're going to take responsibility for finishing those reforms and hopefully winding up that agreement.
Lansana volunteered for the campaign, knocking on doors, and said for her, this election really hit home.
The Asian Americans really supported him in his push for language accessible services to highlight not just our unique issues, but all of minorities throughout our community, and to also really unite us.
Christopher Cedillo is a Navy veteran. He was also a candidate for city council this year and lost, but he turned up at the party to cheer for the new mayor. Cedillo said he's especially concerned about homelessness in the city.
By taking care of the most in need of the city, we will prosper, everybody will prosper better. He will take care of some of the root problems of homelessness, and he'll prioritize where we need it the most.
So what about the homeless people sleeping on the sidewalk just a block or so from the upscale hotel watch party? Keller said it's not right for folks to be forced to sit out on the streets, and the city has to reach out to homeless people and bring them the services they need wherever they're at. Casey Padilla is the president of the City Employees Union.
Basically, most employees are bandaging our city facilities.
He says the city government has cut a lot of positions.
Well, I'm hoping that we have a seat at the table where we're able to talk and discuss the issues we have, you know, a more of an open door policy.
Morale is low, he said, and he'll be looking for the new mayor to hear employees out. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.